Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Yeah, it's a startup business. We're not quite sure if we should be going for an equipment lease or a business loan, and want to talk to somebody about.
Yeah, of course. How did you get the Bank of Cardiff reference? Was it the direct mailer?
No, just online research, and we were dealing with somebody over there, but...
Who were you dealing with?
What's her name? Nicole.
Nicole McFarland?
She might be in the equipment leasing. She said, we weren't getting anywhere with her. Like, I don't even think she likes us. And she doesn't return calls or anything like that. And then... whatever, it's not working out. So to deal with somebody else. She promised to have somebody else call us Friday, and just like as usual, that didn't work out either. Nobody called.
Oh, really? No, I can totally.
Really just want to.
I can help.
Totally separate.
Yeah, I can.
What's your first name?
Yeah, my name's Pete.
Okay, Pete, I'm Bill.
Bill.
So again, we're not sure which way to pursue this equipment lease or a business loan. It's a startup. We're renting out underwater scooters in Key West, and we do have a couple of options, home equity and so on and so forth. But we'd like to start a relationship with somebody. And as far as credit, it's over 700 established. So that should be okay, too. And as far as business, we started about 2 months ago. Average balance, about $20,000.
That's pretty good.
To, one, buy a boat. And two, buy about $100,000 worth of equipment. So 20 grand don't go wrong. But we do have friends and family, and my personal banker, saying, give us some shares and we'll give you the money, whatever. So we're trying to do it on our own.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to lose equity, right? That's not really something you're looking for.
I know it's going to, we got deals with cruise ships. We got, this is all ready to go, set up. So I really don't want to give away shares if we don't have to. But again, equipment lease versus business loan, I really don't know. I mean, equipment lease, is that 100% loan of value for a startup?
Well, for the startup, we usually tend to do around, it definitely depends on the industry you're getting into. And, it's not like a startup. You have been in the industry for, 2 months. It's short, but you do have some, cash in the bank. Usually, I'm going to be honest, at the startups is about 50K is about our threshold, but we can always apply and see if we can get you a little bit more.
Okay, now is that equipment lease or a business loan?
I think most of it will be on the equipment side of things. So do you have a quote for the boat at all, or are you just kind of shopping around right now?
Well, to tell you the truth, it really just happened. I had a great deal on the boat in St. Peter. It was a lease with options. It was perfect. I didn't even have to buy it. And but his wife has changed her mind, and now they just want to sell it. And to buy a boat that's, unless it's within 20 years, it's a little tough to get a boat loan. And probably most LTV we're going to get is 85%, and the boat's going to be $150,000, $200,000, $300,000. So right off the bat, we need $40,000 to $50,000 for that. So I'm still researching that. I still think I can get a lease with option on another boat. So unless you tell me you can put up money for a boat at 100% that loan of value, I'm probably just going to pursue that on my own.
Yeah, well, what we could do in that department, if we weren't able to do the equipment financing for, let's say, 100% of the boat, the option then would be you said you can get somebody if you put down a certain amount down payment on there, like 50K, that would, we would just run a working capital loan through that, get you that, just so you can get operational and, get your startup going. But as far as the 100,
we would use that for the equipment. We wouldn't use that for the boat then. I would purchase a boat separately because we need $100,000 for the equipment, for all the underwater scooters and tanks and batteries and so on and so forth.
Well, I think then our main focus is going to be on the equipment and less on the boat, just because it's a larger purchase, and for a startup, it's, you know, it's going to be a lot harder to get approved. But the 100K in equipment, you know, we could do. I've seen this situation in, you know, a similar manner, where if we can't get the whole value of the equipment financed, like all 100K, then we'll do a loan on top of that, and, you know, just make sure you get everything done.
You mean like a lease and a loan on top of the lease?
Yeah, I mean, just an equipment financing is, you know, not necessarily a lease. We'll just, you know, you're making monthly payments on it, kind of like you're financing a car for 5 years, pretty much the same type of deal. So, you know, that could cover about 50K worth of equipment, and, you know, if we need more, I mean, we might be able to get you approved for larger. I'm just saying, typical case here. First-time business, startup, usually around 50K threshold, and then if, you know, necessary, we can try and do a working capital on top. But
okay, well, why don't we do this? We're looking for the max, so why don't you send you some stuff and talk to the underwriter, see what you think what we can do. We probably have a couple of weeks. Mike is, he's the major, oh, that's another thing, as far as shareholders.
Yeah, tell me about ownership breakdown.
What's that?
How's the ownership breakdown there? Is it?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
My attorney told me, I had no idea which way we're going to go with financing. So my attorney told me, just incorporate it, get it going, get the bank statements going, and start making your deals with the cruise ships and so on and so forth. And then once you know if you're taking private, because if I take private money, I'm giving away shares, so I really had no idea how much percent shares anyone's going to have. But now that it winds up being that Mike Johnson, associate of mine and one of my best friends the past 30 years, he's a top detective in Manhattan. He wants to do it all, and he's the one with the 720 score. So. I still have IRS problems. I've had problems. We're getting close to make a deal, but still no good yet. But back to that. So my attorney told me, just call me when you decide, you know, if you need Mike as a major shareholder, whatever, he'll just issue shares. So
okay.
That can be, you tell me what you want.
Yeah, well,
I trust him with my life, so I don't care if he's got to be a major shareholder. I mean, then we'll just work it out.
Yeah, I mean, usually, well, we do ask for all the owners, you know, credit history. So even if you do have some issues on there, as long as you're an owner, we are going to look into that. But it does help your case a lot if Mike, are you 100% owner right now, Bill? Like no one else is involved? Really?
No, actually my attorney didn't want me to do that because of the situation. So it's actually my son, my stepson, who doesn't have any, you know, judgment issues, tax issues or anything.
Perfect, and he's 100% owner.
What we can do, yeah, that was just temporary, just to get it going a few months ago.
Good idea.
But
good
what
idea.
We can do is, but we knew that wasn't going to last until I talked to someone like you to tell me, okay, Bill, this is how we got to do it. Now, I'm listed as the operations manager, so that's the truth. I'm going to manage the whole place. I've already been down there, and as soon as we start, both me and Mike are going to fly down, but I'm going to stay, and he's just going to keep on going back and forth. So I'm definitely the operations manager. I have experience running an operation like this. But really, the most important part of the operation is the captain. He's got a 25-ton license. We're interviewing now. And he's the one that deals with the customers every day. He's the one that decides, well, should the boat go out the next day? Is there a small craft? You know, whatever. He's a very, very important piece. But as far as a major shareholder, obviously in a situation like this, I would just list Mike.
Mike?
I don't think if we list anybody else, I don't think it would be advantageous. I would just say, yeah, Mike Johnson. Otherwise,
so, right now on the tax return, do you guys file any tax return yet or anything kind of like that?
No, not yet.
What about the corporate, you know, you're an LLC, you said?
No, I'm
C-Corp.
Corporation. Matt has all the shares, and my attorney's ready to issue all the shares to Mike at whatever bank I deal with, whatever, depending on what they say.
Yeah, you should. We're gonna look at both of them, but as long as your stepson Matt has really no issues there, it shouldn't be a problem. And then Mike, if he's got a majority shareholder at 720 FICO, then that's gonna help the case out a lot, get you into one of our A-tier programs. So you did do the right thing there by kind of staying off the ownership breakdown.
One other option. Mike is actually on the books for about 150. My wife is on the books for about 120. Now, what happened to me and my wife, it's a long story, but a few years ago, I owned a garbage company in New York that had the contract with New York State, and it became a huge political fight. It was on TV, the whole nine yards. My brother-in-law is a senator, and I still lost. So it was just a huge political fight. I lost. It almost pretty much destroyed us, almost destroyed. We kept the cars in the house. And now I'm suing them for millions, and we'll see where it goes. But in the meantime, what happened to me and my wife, it's credit, it just shot us. But we were able to get the remodification, keep the house, so on and so forth. And the cars. Had to sell
the good for you.
But, so the point is, I'm trying to get to, is I don't know if income boosts this, but my wife's on the books for 120, and Mike's on the books for about 150. I don't know. It's
mostly business.
It's something to do with it. That's 270 of income. That's the thing. So I don't know.
It's all on the business. It's a business loan. So
all on the business. Okay.
All on the business. It's nice because the working capital part that I was talking about, that's all unsecured. So it really alleviates a lot of the pressure on business owners, which is nice, especially in this economy. Don't even know where it's gonna go.
Right.
But the equipment's pretty standard stuff. I mean, as far as, terms, rates, things like that, like 2 to 5 year term, mid single digit interest rate and, monthly payments.
Okay, because the thing is with the $80,000, if the equipment, if you get back to us, okay, Bill, sounds good, we're getting 50% or 50,000, whatever, you might say, oh, Bill, I need, say, aren't you going to need to see 30,000? Oh, well, then again, you said then we might work on a working capital loan, too. Okay, you know what? What do you think? Do you think the best thing to do is start sending some information?
Yeah, what I'm gonna send you is both the working capital as well as the equipment financing application. I'm just gonna have you fill out both of them. We'll probably only go down the equipment road first, but then if we can't get the full amount you need, then we'll lay out that working capital on top, and then from there it's really easy. What we need to get you an approval, it's give me the entity corporate, like the C corp, like any of the paperwork that just says you started it up. The business, like that.
Okay.
Give me that, all the bank statements you have so far, as well as a just like an invoice for the equipment you're looking at. Just give me your shopping list.
Are you
going to
put this in the email?
Yes, I'm going to put this all in the email for you. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
No, I got it for you. Where can I send that though?
Billy Ocean. That's the name of the company, Inc. INC. So Billy, as in my first name, Billy Ocean, as in the middle of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
INC, as in short for incorporated. So that's BillyOceanInc@gmail.com. Very important. Mike is, we want to start getting things going, putting the ducks in order. And Mike is actually, his ex-wife is on the house too, and he's refinancing to get, he made a deal with her to get rid of her. He's probably a couple of weeks, he might be 3 weeks away from that. But we really want to start, I don't want to wait 3 weeks. We really want to start seeing what people have to offer. So we did sign up. So we're worried about the inquiry. So what I did, I paid TransUnion like $80. And they did a whole tri-merge, complete report on them. And I'm paying some monthly thing, to tell them if there's a credit inquiry on them or whatever. But the point is, I can give you, I have it. I can actually just send it to you. So my question is, can you use that for now to see where we stand?
As far as, credit?
As far as being the credit report instead of pulling the credit report.
Well, we only do a soft pull in the first place, so it's really not as harmful as a lot of the other lenders. We're just going to look at your, we actually have a thing, we do Equifax.
The only thing is, the mortgage company is definitely going to
Well, is
the NFL, and
is
you have to explain.
Is Mike
you have
even on it yet?
You have to explain it. What's that?
Is Mike on the paperwork yet for the C Corp, or is it still all in Matt's name, your stepson?
No, no. Matt's name, we're waiting to see what you say or whoever we go with.
Okay, well.
If you pre-qualify him and say, okay, we got this lined up, we got the other thing, then I call my attorney and the shares go to Mike, and then we'll do something. But to get to that point,
this is what we're going to do.
TransUnion.
No, we're going to have to do our own pull here. It's just, standard practice. But I can tell you right now, if you get me the C Corp information, the current bank statements, the applications, we're going to do a soft pull on Matt's credit because he's the one that's going to have, the 100% ownership so far. Is that correct?
Well, he is, but that's going to make the application look ridiculous. It's going to make it look... It won't make it look good, then. I see what you're saying, though. So
yeah, you know what I mean? Like, right off the bat, we're going to pull every single owner involved. If you have equity in the company, we're going to pull... You're going to do a soft pull, see, what you got in there. It's just, the loan itself isn't going on any of your personal credit whatsoever. It's all in the business. It's just kind of just to see... Kind of look into how the owner's personal credit, that's obviously going to affect the nature of the business.
Get off on the wrong foot right away. Mm-hmm.
So maybe you...
What the hell is this? I got 26. Maybe I should issue the shares now.
That's what I'm saying. We're going to pull the owners. So if right now your stepson is the 100% owner, maybe you should give Mike his shares so that maybe it's a 50-50 or 60-40, whatever you want to do.
Together.
That's the move.
All the me and Mike can we'll work it out on our own.
That's, I mean, I, you know, Bill, that's the absolutely best, from my standpoint. You're saying he's got a 720.
Absolutely.
Put the whole business under his name. You're going to get a great approval.
Right.
You're going to get great rates. That's a good credit score. So that would be my advice to you. If you want to keep it,
that's
in the family a little bit. Yeah.
That doesn't really mean, we can always, I trust, I've known him for a million years, I trust him with my life, so we can always make an agreement him in the beginning and change things later on.
I think that's the best move for you guys.
Now, do we have to wait for this, or can I, I got to talk to Mike just to make a soft poll is not going to, a soft poll, it still shows up as an inquiry, right?
Yeah, but it's only one out of three reporting agencies, so it's not nearly going to damage or pull down your credit the way, if you're getting a TransUnion and Equifax, and I think the last one's, I don't even remember the last
one. Equifax and Experian.
Oh, yeah, the one we used,
email me, I'll start sending you everything, I have to ask he's going to check his mortgage book just to make sure that a soft pull is not going to, raise any red flags, because I used to do mortgages 20 years ago, and that always raised the red flag. There was an inquiry right before a closing. They would have to check into it. I don't want to wait either, but... let me start sending you the information. I'll call Mike, and one more thing I want to ask you. As far as ownership, and now this is something. I don't think it's an overnight thing when you issue new shares. Does it have to be official?
We have to have official notice. So I would do that first thing. Transfer the shares over to Mike.
The application even goes in, or can I just before any kind of closing?
Well, once the application goes in, we're going to run whoever's credit is the current owner. If you want me to submit it, that's where they're going to look at. You want to use that 720...
If we submit it, say, next week on a Monday, the mortgage broker says, okay, go ahead. So we submit it on Monday. He gets approved. Whatever. Say, I'm just giving you a timeline. Say Friday, he gets approved, and they want to see that he owns the company, and his shares comes in 3 days later.
And then we'll run his credit.
Is that going to tell the underwriter, oh, wait a minute. So in other words, he applied and he didn't even own the company at the time of application. Does that ruin things?
That's what I'm saying. We're not even going to be able to move on our end until we can run the owner's credit. So, you know, if you send me the application later this week, it still has Matt's info on there. If you want us to submit it, it's going to be through Matt's name. If you want to use Mike's name, you've got to wait until he has the owner's name.
Well, I mean, Matt can give a letter to the attorney saying I give away all my shares.
Maybe that can work, but I don't. I mean, to be totally honest, Billy, you know, I haven't dealt with this exact situation. Might be enough, but usually we need, you know, verification.
Oh, no, we'll make it official before any kind of closing.
Yeah.
Sure. But I'm just saying to get the ball rolling, Matt will give away his shares, but sometimes, I know you got to notify the Attorney General's office or something like that.
Yeah, and they're not their fastest government entity. Yeah.
So he'll make a notarized letter to the attorney saying to give it up to Mike Johnson. I'm just not sure. It'll be a few days before we have the proof. Why don't you just email me the stuff? I still got to talk to Mike, make sure his mortgage broker is comfortable with having an inquiry on his credit. And I will get back all the information by tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good, Billy. We'll keep in touch.
Okay, very good, Pete. And you're just going to email me then, right, with everything we need?
I'm just going to give you the list of the rundown we need. All right, sounds good. Take care, man.
Okay. Yep, all right.
Bye. Bye-bye.